This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Friday, it is Prep Bowl Friday and Saturday, and it's a pretty good showdown. Feature matchup, Maple Grove against Lakeville South. Two teams that have played a lot of good football this year. Joining us now, the head coach of Maple Grove High School, Matt Lombardi. How are you, and congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Mike, and thanks for having us on. Pretty exciting time.
I was down there at the field level watching you guys against Eden Prairie, and you know, one of the things that dawned on me, and probably dawned on you too, Coach, was, you know, it's been 2 years since we've had these games at U.S. Bank Stadium, and so, you know, it was kind of like you weren't quite sure what to expect from anyone just because you felt like it had been a while since we'd seen a game down there. And I'm sure, you know, for your kids, I mean, not that you know, you wouldn't have necessarily gone last year, but you might have, and there'd be a different appreciation. And both teams came out a little bit jittery, and I talked to you last week, just we just had a phone conversation, and you were saying, you know, we survived that first quarter without playing well, and we were only down 3-0, and that's when I knew we had a chance. What was that like to go out there and take the field, and what went into that?
I agree. I thought the way we finished the quarter and it was only 3-0, I thought we're in good shape. It was funny. It was kind of a ragged trip because when we went to the game, there was a huge accident on 694.
Oh,
it pretty
boy.
Much was a parking lot. And so when we got to the U.S. Bank, we literally got off the bus and then went to the bathroom and went out in the field. And that was it.
Really?
Yeah. So
now I know there's high anxiety, but in some respects, is that healthy? That hey, don't think, just go play.
Well, there might have been, but boy, I didn't feel like it at the time. It was like, are we going to make it? I remember I was sending texts. There's people who obviously work at U.S. Bank that I have contact with, and I'm like, we might not make it. Can you push it back? Or because literally we were not moving. And so it was a little bit hectic, I thought, that way. So hopefully I'll plan a little bit more time so we get a little time to kind of get situated for this Friday. But, yeah, it was a little bit hectic. But I was really proud of the kids, how they kind of persevered through that first quarter and kind of got momentum in the second.
You know, obviously you see it all year. I've seen it in highlights. But what I saw that night was like there are certain things when, you go, oh, my God, that kid's he's at a different level. And when number three took the handoff and went 77 yards, you go, oh, my God. He had like three guys had the angle on him, and they couldn't catch him. And you go, that's a different level.
Yeah, Derek Jamison, who you're talking about, he's had an unbelievable year.
Yep.
I think I'm so proud of him. He's just a great kid. That he actually started as a B-teamer as a ninth grader, and he worked his way up. And he's really gotten confidence in his last year. I think the last two games last year, he got a little confidence and started to show something. And this year, he's really taken ownership of it. And boy, when he gets to that third level, when he's at that safety level, it's tough to bring him down. He tends to score a lot of long touchdowns.
You know, I mean, when you talk about B-level in ninth grade, which, you know, a lot of kids that are B-level players in ninth grade end up being good high school football players, but not always the speed guys. What happened to him? What was his transformation, and how did he get better?
I think what Derek did that I think a lot of kids nowadays don't do that much is that he really stuck with three sports. He plays basketball. He ran track last year. He's run track a couple of years, and now he played football. So I think he just kept becoming a better athlete and getting confident. And it was one of those things I remember when he was a sophomore, he was in gym class with two other guys who probably had more notoriety in the school as being the better football players. And I watched him in gym play with each other, and you could tell this is a kid that he's got something. There's a little more athleticism here than he even knows. And I remember him and I had a talk at the end of his sophomore year that, you know what, you're not just hanging with those guys. You're as good as those guys, if not better. And if you put your heart and soul to this, you might be pretty good. And I think he took stock with that.
And you can go ahead and start believing is what you're really saying to him, right? You can start believing in yourself.
Right, because I think he always was the other guy.
Yeah.
Hung with a group of like three kids.
Yep.
He was known as the third wheel. And I kind of went up to him when he was a sophomore by himself and said, dude, I think you're the first wheel. And and so from that point on, I think he really kind of grew some confidence. And then by the end of his junior year, he started to realize, boy, if I go downhill and I hit it screaming, I'm pretty fast. I can kind of get through this thing. And he's a 6'1", 190-pound kid, so he's a good-sized kid. And so he's been a huge asset to us. But I'm so proud of him because he's just a great kid that when you see those kids bloom late, they get confidence, and you know the sky's the limit for him. It's fun to see.
You have a quarterback that can do a lot of things for you, too, because he can make something happen with his feet. He can run some option. He can throw the ball. He can get you in the right situations. Almost invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a junior. His name's Jacob Kilzer, and he's a special kid. And I've had, obviously, a quarterback in the last couple of years that was All-Metro and was the player of the year, and I think he has a chance to be the best one I've ever had. I think he's a...
Even with Davison, huh?
What's that?
Even with Brad Davison?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance. I think he can really run, and when he gets going, he's got a good top-end speed, and he can really throw the ball, and he's kind of a sneaky big kid. He's probably about 6'2", 6'3", about 190 pounds, and he's kind of got a little Johnny Manziel to him. If he was a blonde, he's for sure Sunshine. I remember the Titans that.
Yep.
He's got a little of that swagger, that he's got a little valley to him, and it's kind of fun to coach him because he's a little different. But man, when he gets out there, he's a playmaker. That's for sure.
Now you got against Eden Prairie the benefit of, and you don't see this very often happen in any level, but you took two fumbles back for touchdowns, and you talk about game changers. And both times it was kind of interesting, Coach, because it felt like the ball sat on the field for about 10 seconds before somebody picked it. It's like, you can do it. You know, who's going to pick it up first? And whoever picks it up first, if Maple Grove gets it, they're going to score a touchdown. And it happened twice.
Yeah, and I've been proud. Our defense has really, really played well, and they've kind of been under the radar with it, that they haven't given up a lot of points. So I was happy last week that they kind of got the notoriety they deserve because we have scored a lot of points, so people haven't noticed. And if you get big leads, you know that it's great. You get JV kids out there, and a lot of kids get to play, but you kind of give up late points. And so the final score doesn't always indicate how the starting group played. And so they really, I think, throughout the whole playoffs, we've only given up 2 touchdowns on defense. And so they've been really, really good. So I was glad to see them get to the end zone because that's the first time they've scored all year. And so they got 2 of them within a quarter. So I'm hoping we kind of keep that momentum going into the next one.
You know, Coach Lombardi, Maple Grove taking on Lakeville South in the Prep Bowl on Friday. You know, one of the things that I saw from Eden Prairie and from Becker, and again, we haven't been to the stadium, you know, the U.S. Bank Stadium for a couple of years, and not that you forget this, but when you see the tears at the end of a game when the season's over, and I saw it with Eden Prairie, I saw it with Becker, you know, they were upset by Cass and Manorville, and I'm sure the other teams as well. It really gets me because you realize how much these kids have put into this and how much it means to them. Now, you're going to play the final game of the season, win or lose at the end, but can you put into words at the end of a season for a coach what that's like to walk off with your players and you know it'll never be this special again for them where they get to play on a team like this in the game of football, which is just different and special. Can you even put into words what that emotion feels like?
It's funny. I've always, when I got interviewed for the Maple Grove job, I remember my first question that they gave was, how do you grade yourself as a coach? And I remember my answer was, it's pretty easy. It happens when the last ball is dropped and it's the last game of the year. If my team is crying, I know we're doing it the right way.
Yep.
And that was my answer. I remember that. And I said, if you win it, they're crying because of the joy they've come through with each other and what they've achieved. And if they didn't, it's because they're not ready for it to be over. And so, like at Becker and Eden Prairie and Combs like that, that you know they do it the right way, that those kids are in tears, that speaks volume to how well they're doing. And then the second thing is, football is unique in that for a lot of these kids, it truly is the last time they'll ever put on pads.
Yeah, for most, yep.
And they won't, and that feeling, and you've been there, like that, just that feeling of being around 75, 80, that's always my joke, is like, how hard is it to organize a house party where you get 90 of your buddies over?
Yeah.
And you get that every day. And you guys do things together and sacrifice together and do things. And when it's all said and done, in basketball, you still play pickup games. And in hockey, they still somehow get to make a little
baseball. Football, you can keep playing if you want. Ends. Yep.
Right. And so football kind of ends when a lot of these kids are seniors. No, this is the last time I'm lacing these things up. And it's with my buddies. And that's why I always say the all-time crying sport is football. Because when you look out there, there's a lot of tears in those boys' eyes because there's so much love in it.
Absolutely. Now you know, there's tears in a lot of teams' eyes that have played Lakeville South this year. They are good. They are well-built. They do a lot. They looked really good last week. What do you see when you see them on tape?
They're a great team, obviously. They've kind of been number one the whole year, and I think last year they went undefeated as well. And they run that offense. It's so unique that it really forces you to really be disciplined and keep your eyes in the right spot and try things. Because if you're watching, like half the people when they watch it from the stands have no idea who even has the ball.
No. Elk River brought that a few years ago, and I go, wait, that guy just scored a touchdown. And I thought the ball was landed. You know, I know, and it's a fascinating study, but you only see it once a year, right?
Right. And so for them, I think that part of it is part of their is that unique offense. And they play good defense, and they're just a good team, I think. They obviously have earned their way to get here. They've controlled pretty much all their opponents, and I kind of feel we have too. And so I'm excited because it's rare when you know you. I think the best two teams are here, and it should be a great matchup. Because if you look at both of us and how we played throughout the year, we both controlled our games and done some great things, and we both run the football well and have explosive athletes. They have Carson Hansen, who's a running back, who's really explosive. We have Derek Jamison, both play good defenses, and they're both classy groups that are out there representing well. So I think it's going to be a great Friday night.
It is going to be a lot of fun. You just throw that cook kid a piece of raw meat, and he'll be ready to play.
Oh, nothing better than our prototypical 5'9", 155-pound outside backer. That's what we thrive on.
He doesn't back down from the situation, though, does he?
No, they play fearless, and they play fast, and they play with heart, and they do everything in their power to do what's necessary. And so I tell you what, if you had a team full of Cade Cooks, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Thank you so much, Coach. Always enjoy it, and congratulations on a great season so far.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, and thanks for having us on.
You bet. Matt Lombardi, head coach, Maple Grove High School.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.